sense that this team is exceptionally well prepared. They're three matches away from making history, being the first Donegal team to retain an Ulster title. That's a big ask. Derry will be a formidable opposition. What I liked in the Cavan game was that for 20 minutes they were on the back foot. But the maturity that they gained from winning last year's Ulster title, I think, will stand them in good stead tomorrow. And for that reason, I would predict a Donegal win.
Donegal take to the field, led out by their captain wearing number 19. That is indeed Michael Murphy. And what a reassuring sight that is for Donegal fans, because, of course, they went into battle 5 weeks ago in Kingspan Breffni Park without their skipper, still managed a fairly comprehensive win over the Breffni Blues. The ball's in the net. Is it going to count? I think it is. Yes, the green flag goes up. Well, where exactly did that goal come out of? I don't quite know. Donegal supporters rightly shout and cheer loudly to welcome the final whistle, because their team have given a really powerful performance, winning through by some 10 points in the end.
We're focusing on trying to get up the field a lot more compared to last year, you know, and attacking. And you can see with our last two games, we've put up big scores, 19 points in both of them.
In Gaelic games, Tyrone have named an unchanged team for tomorrow's Ulster semi-final against Donegal. Manager Mickey Hart has been boosted by the news that Justin McMahon has been passed fit to start, which means he'll continue in the full-back role. Donegal won't name their team until just before throw-in.
Conor Gormley knows that they got to go route one. Inside, he gives it. Tayden Cassidy. Penrose. Penrose with the solo dummy. Penrose! Oh, Durkin with the save of his life! How did he do it? Paul Durkin got a toe to that. It went up and hit the post.
Those are the ones you kind of have to stay alert for, you know, late in the game. And I suppose I didn't have a lot to do and rarely have something to do with the defence in front of me.
We have 3 good weeks of training ahead of us. And Jim was saying, you know, we're just going to have to eradicate some of those mistakes that we had out there today. So we'll work on that in the training field, and hopefully now we can go into Clonus again against Down and really find Fettle, you know, and ready for the challenge.
It's fantastic that we're going with great confidence, and that's a credit to Jim and his management team, and obviously his team, that they're going there. Yeah. and they're coming out, they're, you know, they're walking the walk along with talking the talk.
I think when everybody knows that your intentions are good from the point of view of trying to win matches and trying to get over the line in relation to championship matches, then you know, people, the players respond to that. And we've always been trying to be very open with them and transparent with them, and you know, we explain what we're doing and why we're doing it to them, and it's never personal. It's just about trying to get the right mix on the field.
Can't look at last year, you know, what we've done last year is in the past. You always have to try and become better and achieve more. You know, once is never good enough.
You know, you're always looking for improvement, you know, and you're hoping that you can move forward. And I suppose you're learning every day you go out as well, and you're trying to work on things and develop things and still retain the things that you've had earlier in the season. And it's not an easy job sometimes. I suppose it's no secret we're trying to put more scores on the board after last year. That's what let us down ultimately at the end of the year. And we've worked very hard in that aspect of our game over the course of the winter.
Whatever job what I'm given any given day is the job I'll do for Donegal. If it's playing corner forward, if it's playing... Just playing cornerback, like, I don't care if the team's achieving. What's the point in changing anything? Because we haven't lost an Ulster Championship match in 2 years. So like, if Jim goes out and gives me a job to do, I'll try to do it to the best of my ability.
Jim McGuinness's Donegal team are looking to make history in this Sunday's Ulster final. McGuinness has yet to lose a game in Ulster since taking charge of the senior team last season, and Donegal will become the first ever team to claim back-to-back Ulster titles from the preliminary round if they can overcome Down in Clonus. Donegal have already knocked out Cavan, Derry and Tyrone along the way.
Gives it over towards Mark McHugh. The Kilcarman goes from distance. Mark McHugh shooting. He's not known for his score getting, but that's a hell of an effort from the Kilcarman. McElhenney, if there's a score at the end of this, it could be very valuable. To Murphy. Murphy turns. That is a brilliant, brilliant point. And that's why Donegal were red hot favourites, because when Kevin McKernan should have done the simple thing on 50 metres, McElhenney was in his face. McElhenney made the hard yards. Usain Bolt mightn't run like that in London in a couple of weeks, but that was brilliant. Murphy on the end of it. Score, Donegal. First time they've led by 2, 8 points to 1-7. Cohagan didn't come off the best of it, and Frank McGlynn is through now. There's another great chance. McGlynn goes for the goal. Donegal are surely going to retain the Anglo-South. It's brilliant from Frank McGlynn.
Frank's a hard man. He's even in training, you know, he's a good finisher. I think that there pushed it away from Down, and they might have dropped the heads in, and I think it was over it as a contest then.
I think Jim will definitely look after that there end of things, and he'll get the players refocused and everybody back in line for the next training, and then thinking about the quarter final.
There's a great set up there at the moment, you know, and the boys really love playing for Jim McGuinness, and he's brought great togetherness, you know, for the team, you know, and you know, people see that there, and it's a great knock-on effect, you know, and it's good to see it, you know, because we've been watching legs of our man throwing for years and years, and it's great to see Donegal up there now with the best of them.
And any day you play in Croke Park in another quarter final after winning the Ulster Championship, and then of course you're playing Kerry, you know, probably one of the most dominant teams in the last 20-30 years, it's going to be a great day, but you know, we'll give it our best shot, hopefully come out in the right result.
Yeah. Am I right in thinking it's your birthday on Sunday?
My birthday on Sunday, yeah. 19 on Sunday, yeah.
That's some way to celebrate it.
Yeah, definitely, you know, hopefully top it up with a win.
He's gone long to Murphy! He made it! Murphy went in very close to the keeper, Brendan Keeney. He didn't foul him. Perhaps the replays will confirm whether or not he got a touch. He was in there. I think it hopped straight by Murphy, straight by the goalie, and went into the net. Do not adjust your wireless because you're hearing correctly. It's Donegal, the 6-4 outsiders. A goal and eight. Kerry with the Gooch, Declan O'Sullivan, Donaghy and so many others. The O'Shea's 8 points. The Kilcarman's going to go for it. The Kilcarman's going to drop it in dangerously. The Kilcarman's going to drop it over the bar. Oh, Paddy McBurkey, it's his first of the afternoon. What a time to get it. Anthony Maher sends it over the bar. And we are in real danger here of letting this slip. Turpin down the middle of the park he goes. Neely gets up under it. Oh, Calvin has got it. He's pirouetted away from three Kerrymen. Here goes Lacey. Nothing can stop them. Lacey has scored the points to break Kerry
hearts. Whether it's a defeat or whether it's a one, whether it's a league game, a kind of cup game or a championship game, we go through the same routine, you know. And it was no different the last day against Kerry. You know, we analyse our strengths and weaknesses from that game. You know, and try to focus upon building upon all the facets of our game from that. And I suppose now trying to tweak things going now to the Cork game again, you know, it'd be very naive and I suppose it'd be disrespectful to go into every game the exact same way.
We're not going to talk Cork up too much. Everybody knows they're a very good team. You know, we'll have a few ideas of how to counteract them, and we'll have a lot of ideas about ourselves and how to get the most out of ourselves, and that's what we'll be focusing on now. We want everybody involved. Yes, there's going to be disappointed people, but I think we're fortunate enough to know that people know that nothing's personal. People are picked for a reason on a given day. Everybody gets an equal opportunity, and you know, it's an ideal situation for us to have a healthy squad.
Every man has a job to do when they go out on the pitch, you know, and Jim will be giving us our own task to do, and whatever that is, hopefully we can do it. And you know, if that means getting stuck in around the middle of the park, or if that means picking up breaking ball or whatever it means, you know, you just try and do it to the best of your ability, and hopefully that helps the team to get over the line.
Jim McGuinness was a player who experienced a lot of failure on the field. He was also a person who experienced a lot of tragedy in his life, and he went through a very dark period when he was in his 20s. But I think it's a measure of the character, the sheer character of the man, that he managed to turn his own life around, and then he became a role model for others. And that's part of the reason why he's such a great leader for Donegal. You can talk about all the psychology you want, but if you don't have the character, and that's the key word, character, to carry that out, then you're not really at it. Now, following on from that, he's a superbly organised individual. He knows there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. And he has seen the wrong way. And I've used this word about him many times before. He's messianic. And people tend to follow a character like that. He's charismatic. What McGuinness has achieved for Donegal is really tremendous. And even if Donegal do win playing ugly, I don't see that as ugly. I see that as a win for character and determination and the extra bit of class. He mightn't be everybody's cup of tea, but by God, he's some messiah.
Michael Murphy, what a kick! What a man! Michael Murphy sends Donegal 5-8! 14 points to 9. Well, that was a kick of the highest quality. What a time to do it. Oh, great ball from Frank to Martin McElhenney. You've got to score this time, Martin. Martin pulls the trigger. Yes! For the St. Michael's man, he has done it, and surely there is no way they are going to be caught. This is quite simply magnificent stuff. Oh, this wonderful Donegal team have done it. Look at Jim McGuinness celebrate in front of us. I've never seen Jim McGuinness celebrate like that. But they're going in to the All-Ireland final, and Donegal is just going to be bananas for the next month. It's going to be crazy up there.
You could see yourself there, like, how good the support was today. It was just phenomenal, you know, the noise. walking out onto the pitch, I never experienced anything like it. You know, it just lifted you. Well, like the minute we walked out, the roars, and then the whole way through the game, and at the end as well. Like, I suppose we conceded that late goal, might have made it a bit exciting, but in fairness, the supporters have been unreal this year.
That's all down to training, you know, hard training, and you have to just put in the work, because teams are at that level now where you just have to be better than other teams and train harder than them. And credit to all the lads, and it's credit to Jim, you know, he's taken us to the next level, and we're just rolling in behind him.
You know, you have to be very proud of them, and it's fantastic for everybody, I suppose, involved with them, you know, to see them go to the final now, and it's going to be a great occasion for the lads themselves. But, you know, I suppose from our own point of view, you just hope that, you know, finals will be there to be won and not lost, and that we can take this opportunity now when it presents itself as well. And that's what we'll be, I suppose, striving to get through to the boys in the next couple of weeks.
Well, your sports is coming live from Ballyshannon this afternoon. Carl Lacey has been named the GAA GPA Player of the Month for the month of August after his performance against Cork in the All-Ireland semi-final in Croke Park, where he kicked 2 points in a superb display from centre-back.
The amount of kids going around wearing jerseys, and I know for a fact their mothers and fathers don't go to club games. I think that's brilliant, you know. I think that's something to be embraced. It's something that I would hope the Donegal County Board capitalise on. I would hope to try to bring on more younger players now and get more coaches out there and try and ensure that the future stays healthy. But it's a great buzz, and it's one to be enjoyed for everybody.
We are live on board the Sandcaster here on the Diamond in Donegal Town, and we've been joined by our first guest, Rory Gallagher. Hello.
Hello, Sheila. How are you doing?
I'm good. Everybody knows the song. Everybody knows every word to the song. Has it shocked you?
It's surreal, you know, like from going into a few schools and stuff and playing, it's unbelievable that they actually know the verses as well, because I barely know the verses. I scribbled it down on a bit of paper before the cameraman arrived for the beach. Yeah. Jimmy was sitting beside me, and I was like, okay, he's come from Glenty's Man, he's been in Plenty Man. And then all of a sudden, for people just to be singing it back, I was out in the school at Donegal Town yesterday, and there was like 400 people singing it back.
That's
mad. Amazing, you know. When I got back and flew in 2 days ago into Belfast, and when I was driving, especially once we got into County Donegal, and all the flags, and then every so often you see like Jimmy keep winning matches, yeah. And I was like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
I think the line in the song is Jimmy's winning matches, but Jimmy won one more match is my motto. just one I'm looking for. A lot has been made about the hype in the county and the whole thing that surrounds it, but for me, I think everybody's entitled to go slightly bonkers about the final. You know, it's not going to affect us. We have a very clear agenda for the next 3 weeks as players and management. Everybody knows what their job's going to be in the next 3 weeks. We'll be very clear performance goals on the day, and it's just going to be about trying to execute them, and everything else goes on in between doesn't impact on us from that point of view.
We are live this afternoon on Ocean FM's Ocean Drive here till 6 o'clock from the Neave Bridge Club here in Bridgetown, between sandwiched between Ballintra and Lahey, I suppose you could say. And we're sitting actually in the dressing room, the home dressing room of the Neave Bridge Club, and we're delighted to be here this afternoon for our final show of our world tour of Donegal.
In Gaelic Games, it's as you were for Mayo and Donegal ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland football final. They've both named unchanged teams from the sides that won their semi-finals for Donegal. That means that Leo McClune continues at centre-forward, Ryan Bradley's on the wing, Eamon McGee continues at halfback. David Walsh will have to be content with a place on the bench.
It's a scary place, Croke Park. I wouldn't like to go there for the first time and try and play, you know, in front of a massive big crowd. Like, and you're sort of on your own out there. You can't hear your ears out there. So all last year will help these boys this year. You know, they've come a long way. I think we're a much better team this year. We're playing a much better brand of football. I think Jim has got his tactics right, like, and I have no doubt in my heart and soul, like, that we can get a result today.
Lacey again switching it across, looking for Murphy. Murphy coming through here. Murphy goes for the goal. Oh! What a start, Lacey to Murphy. 2 minutes, 27 seconds, and Murphy has cracked the back of the Mayo net. Oh, that's a start from heaven. Mayo are rattled. And Michael Murphy has delivered an incredible goal. Oh, it's a second goal! Donegal have another goal in the Mayo net! Mayo are beaten out again, I think, and there's only 11 minutes gone! Murphy's on the ground! Yes! The final whistle is sounded! They are All-Ireland champions! Can you believe it? The Donegal players race around the field! They look like men possessed, and why wouldn't they be? It's an emotional moment! All of McMahon McHugh leap into the air, they race to their fans! Without a pitch invasion, they're kind of lost, they don't know where to go!
Tell me what I'm not saying.
It's hard to describe. It's hard to know what to do out there. It's just brilliant feeling altogether. Oh, to be All-Ireland champions, just it's every child's dream, and every footballer growing up wants to be playing out in the big stage. And to follow in the footsteps of the boys from 92, it's just incredible.
The All-Ireland champions left Dublin earlier on today en route to County Donegal. The team bus left the capital at approximately 2:30 and motorists are now being advised that the Diamond in Donegal will be closed to traffic this evening. People hoping to attend the homecoming celebrations are advised that designated parking spots will be available. Winning manager Jim McGuinness says that he's looking forward to bringing the Sam Maguire back to County Donegal later on this evening.
Every morning I woke up, I could see the cup in the front of the bus. And that is going to become reality now. But the moment the door closes in the bus, and I know we're heading home with the cup on it, that's the moment. And I think that's going to be the best journey these boys will ever be on in their life.
Later on, we're going to be mingling with the crowd here. Great excitement. I'd say there's nearly a couple of thousand here already.
The crowd out there, in the pouring rain, there must be 25, 30,000 out there. And just to see the scenes here tonight, you know, it's something special. And you know, the supporters deserve that. Everything they give us this year, you know, we're glad we can give them something back tonight. I was here in 92 myself. I was 8 years of age and I was standing over there in the wall. I remember well, you know, the headband on me and the scarf and the flag painted on my cheeks. And, you know, I suppose that when it hit me, maybe one time that might be me, like, and, you know, it's 20 years down the line, here I am, and, you know, it's probably hasn't hit home fully yet, but, you know, we'll enjoy it tonight and we'll probably enjoy the rest of the week as well.
The scenes coming on the road in the bus, something I've never seen in my life, and I was lucky enough to be part of it in 1992. It's just staggering to see the amount of people that are here tonight and a very, very bad night. We're all very, very thankful for that because it makes the whole thing so worthwhile for all the players.
We have one more special guest for you here tonight. He's almost as famous as Jim McGuinness.
We're singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, we're happy again. 'Cause Sam's back in town, there's love all around. Singing, just singing in the rain.
It's a song for Jimmy McGuinness and the whole of the Donegal football team.
I'm glad he's man, he's winning plenty man. He got more medals than an Olympian China man. We beaten Kerry man, we beaten Derry man. We beaten anyone, we meet them in the final man. His destiny is not just written in the sand. He got a plan, he's no lucky, lucky man. Oh, Jimmy's winning matches, Jimmy's winning games, Jimmy's bringing sound back to Tony Garlic.
Large crowds have turned out again today to welcome home the 2012 All-Ireland Football Champions. The Donegal players and management team commenced their tour of South Donegal earlier this afternoon in Bundoran, before moving on to Ballyshannon, Mount Charles and Dunkaneely. The team are expected in Killybegs around now. The team will also visit Carrick, Ardra, Ballybofey and Glenswilly later this evening before finishing up tonight in Letterkenny.
Mum and Dad rang me there this morning and, you know, they're delighted themselves. I think they're maybe getting worried coming up to the time whether they're going to get one or not. And I also can sit up now up beside Dad in the mantelpiece at home, and it's a great achievement for, as I said, firstly to one of our learners, father and son, and now to pick up an All-Star award, and that's three, or that is two, and James has one, and now I have one, so four All-Stars in the McHugh house is not too bad.
There's a great chemistry between Celtic and Donegal anyway, you know, and it was just a matter of tapping into that and seeing can you add value and bring that into the club, you know, so it's all very, very positive, like, you know, there's no pressure whatsoever.
It's been a great journey for us for the last 2 years and culminated in September, and
it's getting to that time of year now, I suppose, when things are settling down a wee bit. Coaching is what I love doing. It's my passion, and I think, you know, if you can sit down and you can think about what you want to do with the team and put that down on paper and try and bring that to fruition, then it's a very exciting process. Really, the key thing in the whole process is the players, and if you've got players that are committed and are determined and focused when they come to training, prepared to listen when you're talking, and for what you're saying to make sense in their head in terms of implementation, then you're on to a winner.